Mrs. Radcliffe rose from her desk in the morning-room with a sigh and patted her hair in front of a mirror on the wall. She had been absent-mindedly disarranging it while writing that difficult letter to Cousin Laura. She looked at her reflection for a moment, and then, smiling, shook her head sorrowfully at herself. "You really must break yourself of that bad habit," she said with mock firmness, and then looked hurriedly to see if Mildred had happened to come in without her noticing. It would be too ridiculous to be caught by a servant talking to oneself. All was well, however. Mildred had not come in. As a matter of fact, Mildred was at that moment in her bedroom at the top of the house, crying her eyes out. That letter to Laura had certainly been difficult, but Mrs. Radcliffe felt a sense of great relief at having at last written it. It had been hanging over her for days. Laura was her Aunt Marion's daughter, and they had been at school together. Laura's whole life, in Mrs. Radcliffe's opinion, had been untidy, inefficient, and annoying. To begin with, she had married a drunkard with no money, who had finally deserted her and died in Rio de Janeiro. After that, for several years, and with two young children on her hands, she had contrived to run a tea-shop at Hove, and carry on a scandalous affair with a married man at the same time. In the year 1912 she had married again, a handsome but vague young man, also with no money to speak of, who had later been killed in the retreat from Mons. In the intervening years between the armistice and 1930, she had fortunately been abroad running a pension in some dead-and-alive seaside town in northern Italy. Meanwhile, the children of her first marriage had grown up. The boy, Frank, had married and gone off to plant rubber in Burma and was seldom heard from, while the girl, Estelle, had also married, and with an inefficiency obviously inherited from her mother...